Session 79, August 12, 1964. The Early Sessions, Volume 2.
Abridged.
Good evening. Rob, good evening, Seth. Seth, this will be our last session before your well-earned vacation. If your scientists realize that ideas themselves and any such phenomenon were composed of definite energy, then they would realize that energy does not diminish. The psychological frameworks behind physical reality are also composed of energy, and are the building blocks that I have mentioned earlier. Their expansion is not limited by any of your known or misinterpreted laws of space or time or thermodynamics, since they exist in a dimension where such laws simply do not apply. Your scientific principles have been formulated either through direct interpretation of matter as perceived through the outer senses, or formulated indirectly, but in accordance with such perception. They cannot, therefore, be thought to apply to dimensions unperceived by the outer senses. Energy, then, expands in terms of value fulfillment, in the way that I have explained in past sessions. Present methods cannot investigate this type of expansion, any more than they can investigate the validity, development, and rate of expansion of an idea. This cannot be stressed too strongly. As it happens, ideas do vary in their energy structure. There are basic laws that can be applied as far as the expansion rate of idea is concerned. Present scientific methods will not discover such laws, however. The power of idea thrust can be actually measured, but not in terms that you can now understand. The resistance rate theoretically can be measured. In the past, I spoke briefly of pulsations as atoms and molecules were transformed from one energy plane to another, becoming visible to the material field. Such pulsations, expansions, and contractions also operate as far as energy in the psychological structure is concerned. They, of course, have their results or effects on psychological levels, representing what we may call psychological personality thrust. This does not apply only to the reality of human personality, but to that basic inner and smallest unit, individual prime consciousness, that is at the core of any psychic gestalt. This is the smallest unit of individual consciousness which finds physical fulfillment in the formulation of matter. This smallest psychological unit represents the minimum individual psychic component, the most basic personality building block, from which other, more complicated psychic structures are formed. This unit could be compared, then, to a molecule on the purely physical level. It is composed of individualized psychic energy, capable of amassing about itself only a minimum of physical materialization. And yet, it is extremely necessary, for it is a first stepping stone of psychological energy into the physical field. It represents also the minimum thrust value necessary for physical transformation of energy from a purely psychological into a physical state. It represents, then, the minimum expansion needed to overcome physical resistance. It represents the minimum psychological expectation necessary for construction. It is self-propelled, self-perpetuating as a psychological energy unit. It will indeed materialize itself upon the physical plane simultaneously and withdraw itself simultaneously, as I have explained earlier. Your time sense gives it and all matter the appearance of durability. The energy that composes the smallest or any physical unit passes through the physical field where the outer senses can no longer perceive it. Some and a large amount of this energy passes through the physical field so that you do not perceive it at all, taking form that you do not distinguish and that cannot be harnessed on the physical level. And this is where your scientists get the idea of entropy. I suggest your break. Energy not utilized upon one level is simply utilized on a different level. All energy is basically self-activating, but different energy potentials are required for effective utilization in various electromagnetic fields. Ideas, being themselves composed of energy, are translated or transformed into other kinds of energy, which you happen in many instances to perceive. On other planes, the idea energy is perceived, and the energy transformed into physical fields is not perceived. Psychological energy units, smaller or weaker than the minimum unit required for physical construction, simply pass through the physical field unperceived and unconstructed. They do, however, exert some, though inconsequential, effect, which theoretically could also be measured, and which would account for some of the energy considered diminished, and help to account for the entropy theory. This material is highly relevant. Theoretically, the laws governing the psychological energy structures could be worked out mathematically, but until it is realized that energy is basically mental and psychological in nature and origin, little can be done. A simple example can be seen in the transformation of an idea into a painting. That is, the transformation of the energy, the psychological energy of an idea, into physical materialization. The idea itself, once you have conceived of it, represents an additional energy component that you build up, formulate, and manipulate on the psychological level, and then transform. But the idea itself contains energy. I am not only speaking, therefore, of the obvious energy that you as a personality and physical structure use in the activity of transforming the idea. Ideas themselves, then, being composed of energy, give additional energy to the psychological, physical structure that conceives and manipulates them. The idea has an energy potential based upon the innate energy potential of its creator. You are dealing now with what may be thought of as energy envelopes, and this is a most valid description of all realities. Continued experience in conceiving ideas and manipulating them and transforming them actually adds to the available energy of the individual. I cannot repeat too often the fact that I speak of this actual energy content of idea as separate and additional to the energy obviously utilized in transforming idea from the psychological to the physical field. Here I suggest a brief break, as the nature of the material requires it. Rob notes, for the first part of this session, Jane's delivery had been very deliberate and businesslike, almost as though personalities involved were rather unimportant. As soon as personalities became involved in the material, however, Jane's voice became quite amused and displayed many humorous inflections,